throughout 2012 and in the first two-thirds of 2013, we had only 5 IDA visits to County Donegal, while it was 50, for example, to Limerick and 66 to Cork. We're also seeing no real application by the government in relation to ensuring that there's an even delivery of broadband across our county, and also businesses continue to suffer under the pressure of rates and regulation and competing with the online sector. So we're seeing a two-tier economy emerge, and the government are, it's very frustrating for people in our county to hear the government talking about jobs being created when we're not seeing it on the ground here in any way. And we need to see the government actually look at Donegal, take our concerns seriously, and realise that there's a very real jobs crisis here in the county which needs to be addressed.
The government is arguing that the trend month on month in the Labour Register figure is downward, and the figures have decreased every month now for well over a year. However, you're saying while that is true, the figures can be explained in ways other than job creation.
Yeah, well, very much. There is the impact, continuing impact of immigration, and also there's people coming off the live register because they're moving off their PRSI-related entitlement to it. The drop in employment in their own county certainly is explained by factors such as that. We're continuing to see the government really talk up what's happening elsewhere while not giving due attention to the difficulties we're experiencing, or actually taking real measures which may make the environment more positive for smaller business who continually are pressed in terms of the regulation that's on them and the costs that are on them. And it's that sector which is going to be very important for counties such as our own.